Well, this evening we are back in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter number 14. Thank you for turning with me there, Matthew chapter number 14. Last week we began to look at the miracle of Christ walking on water, and in Matthew chapter 14, we're going to learn some more wonderful lessons to strengthen our faith. You know, the wonderful thing about these miracles is that the Savior who can do the impossible, and we see Him do that in the Word of God, is the same Savior that we have. Amen? Amen. And that's what's so precious about the miracles of Christ. He is able. Matthew chapter 14. Notice verse number 25 to 31. The Bible says in verse 25, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Let's commit this time to the Lord in prayer and ask for his blessing. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your precious word. Lord, we thank you for the word of God which has been given to us to meet every need of our lives. And Lord, only you know what is taking place in each of our lives this evening. And Father, I do thank you that your word is sufficient, complete, and supernaturally able to help each of us this evening to walk by faith in each situation. Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit of God. We thank you for His presence within us as your children. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust in Him to take your word and apply your word to our very lives. Lord, we rely on Thee tonight to do your work in our midst. May you be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, last week we looked at this great miracle, didn't we? And we saw the miracle of Christ walking on the water. And first of all, we noticed our watching Savior. From verses 22 to 25, we saw that the Lord Jesus sent His disciples across to the other side of the Sea of Galilee in a ship, and knowingly He sent them into a storm. Now, when that storm started to billow, though the disciples may have thought that they were alone, they weren't alone, were they? No, the Lord was not with them in person, but He was with them in spirit. He was upon the mountaintop watching over His disciples, and we learnt that He was praying for them. And then He came out to them, didn't He, upon the water. We learnt some wonderful lessons that not only did the disciples have that joy of knowing that the Lord is with them, but we also know that. We also can have the confidence that He is with us always, and that He prays for us, and that the Lord will do the miraculous. He would even walk upon water if needs be, to come to us in our need, to avail us from our fears. And He is our wonderful Savior. Next, we saw the truth about walking in faith, walking by faith. As Peter saw the Lord, and he spoke to the Lord, and he saw the Lord walking upon the water, he said to the Lord, Lord, if it's you, can I come out to you? And we learned something important. We learned that faith means stepping out at the Lord's command. It means asking the Lord, Lord, can I do this? Lord, are you inviting me to come? That's what faith means. It means waiting for His command. And then when the Lord says, come, yes, this is my will for you, it means stepping out at His command. And just like Peter experienced walking upon the water, and let's never forget, Peter did walk on water. The Lord walked on water, that's one thing. He is God. He is the creator of the universe. But Peter himself, just like you and I, a sinner saved by grace, walked upon water to go to the Lord. And we learn a wonderful lesson that faith means experiencing the power of God. When you and I put our faith in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, for our every need, we too, like Peter of old, will experience the miraculous Christian life. We too, like Peter of old, will experience the miracles of God in that area of life. Faith results in experiencing God's power. And then lastly, faith draws us to the Lord. Peter walked on water to go to whom? To go to the Lord. Faith draws us closer to the Lord. Now, as we continue through this wonderful miracle of Christ, we see Peter was an example of a believer that walked by faith. But in verse 30, something suddenly happened, didn't it? That's why the Bible uses the word but. He was walking on water, but suddenly something changed. Suddenly, Peter was no longer walking on water by faith, he was sinking by fear. And that's what we are going to learn about this evening. The lesson of sinking by fear. Have you ever in your Christian life stepped out by faith, trusting in the Lord, and suddenly the ground fell out from underneath you? And you stepped out by faith, knowing it was the will of God, but suddenly you found yourself lacking the faith you first started with. You know, the Bible tells us a real example of the Apostle Peter here, which no doubt is just like you and I. When you and I step out by faith, oftentimes we face those sinking moments. We're going to learn some wonderful lessons tonight as we look at Peter. But remember, let's not be too hard on him, amen? He was the only one that was willing to step out. He was the only one that was willing to leave the comfort and shelter of the boat, apparent comfort and shelter, and step out by faith. But what happens when you and I sink? What happens when you and I feel the ground falling out underneath us? And we were walking so well and suddenly it changes. We find ourselves falling. Why does that happen? And what can we learn from Peter's example? Well, notice first of all in verse number 30, the Bible tells us that what did Peter see as he walked upon the water? He saw the wind was boisterous. So there was Peter walking upon the water miraculously, experiencing the power of God, and suddenly he did what?
He looked
at the
circumstances.
That's right, the wind. He saw the wind was boisterous. Now I have to admit, for Peter in the boat, and he knew what the Lord wanted him to do, and he felt comfortable with stepping out of the boat by faith, when his feet actually touched the water, it was a different thing. Suddenly he felt the strength of the wind. Suddenly he felt the movement of the waves. Do we understand tonight that the storm was still raging? The Lord didn't take away the storm, he took away the fear. And he said to Peter, come out onto the water, but that water was still moving. And as Peter stepped out onto the water, he felt the full effects of the storm. He felt the billowing waves. He felt the wind boisterous. That word boisterous means powerful. It means mightier. Now let's admit, we can't even imagine what that must have been like, walking on the water. But if any of you have ever been in a boat before in a storm, maybe you will know what that feels like, to be tossed about and to feel sick perhaps, seasick, and maybe you've been on a boat out in Cairns, and maybe the comparison would be between being in a boat or standing on a windsurfer. When you're standing on a windsurfer, you can feel the water underneath you. You can feel every movement of the water. You can feel the strength of the wind. And probably that's what it was like with Peter. You see, while he was in the boat, he thought to himself, okay, I'll step out by faith. I'll trust in the Lord. And then he started to walk on water and he was doing well, but suddenly he saw the wind. You see, to Peter, as he stepped out by faith, he began to experience the full effects of the trial. And because he didn't expect the storm to be so fierce, to feel this way, suddenly he began to fear. His faith turned to fear, the Bible says, and then he began to sink. Brethren, you'll find, as I found in my Christian life, and it's so true, just like Peter, many times you and I step out by faith, courageously, trusting in the Lord, knowing that that's His will, knowing that He will bless, and suddenly we find ourselves in more difficult circumstances than we thought. Suddenly we realize that, hey, this trial, this testing, this storm, if you will, is much stronger than I thought it would be. And circumstances change. And oftentimes, as we see and feel the effect of those circumstances, they can cause you and I to fear. They can cause you and I to fear and begin to panic and sink, if you will, in our faith. And that's exactly what happened to Peter. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever stepped out by faith and halfway through or quarter way through, you know what the Lord is doing and you started off so well and you were excited and suddenly you looked around and the circumstances were more difficult than you thought and you thought to yourself, what am I doing out here? I should have stayed in the boat. And maybe we try to turn around and it doesn't say Peter did that. But maybe he was hoping, man, I should have just stayed in the boat. I didn't think it would be like this. I didn't think it would be this hard. I didn't think it would be this difficult. Have you ever been there before? That's where Peter was. You see, the circumstances in his understanding had changed. They were much more difficult. The wind was stronger. The sea was raging. And when you and I look at the storm, instead of looking at the Lord, our faith will turn to fear. And you see, one lesson that the Lord was seeking to teach Peter, because he knew that Peter would step out of the boat. This wasn't just a chance opportunity. This was an opportunity for faith for Peter. And he knew Peter would step out of the boat, didn't he? The Lord said, come, Peter, I want you to come. I want you to learn this lesson. So he wanted Peter to learn that though circumstances change, though the strength of the storm may be greater than we first thought when we step out by faith, and we look to the Lord and we trust in Him, though the circumstances may even become worse, the Lord wanted Peter to know this, that He does not change. Though the circumstances may get worse, the Lord hasn't changed. He was still there, was He not? He was still there, the God of the universe. And when you and I experience a fear, if you will, in that walk of faith, and you and I take our eyes off the Lord, we need to be comforted and remember, though the circumstances may have become worse or more challenging, God does not change. The Bible tells us in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, I am the Lord, He says, I change not. For I am the Lord, I change not. You see, God wants us to trust Him in every situation. How can we possibly do that? Especially when things get worse. You know, just like Jacob of old when he threw up his hands and said, all these things are against me. It's just getting worse. That's what he was saying. I thought things were bad already. Look at my sons. Joseph is not. Now you want to take away Simeon and Simeon's not. Now you want to take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. And yet the Bible tells us he walked by faith. There'll be times that you and I despair. But you see, God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And that's the encouraging truth we find. You see, God wants us to trust in Him in every situation. You know, when we have work, He wants us to trust in Him with our finances. When we're out of work, He wants us to trust in Him the same way. He's the same God, is He not? He's the same provider. He wants us to trust in Him for our health when we are strong in our health, or whether we are sick or whether we are ill. The Lord wants us to trust in Him in every situation. The Lord wants us to trust in Him when He is showing us clearly exactly what He wants us to do, but at the same time, when circumstances are different and the Lord seems silent, He hasn't given us an answer, He hasn't given us direction, He hasn't given us light as yet, He still wants us to trust in Him. You see, nothing had changed as far as the Lord was concerned. There was a storm, there was Peter, there was the Lord. He was walking by faith, but what did Peter do? He saw the wind. His focus was on the difficulty. His focus was on the impossibility. His focus was on the storm instead of the Lord. He saw the wind was boisterous. And faith means trusting in God, just like David said, though the world may fall apart around me, amen, Though the mountains be cast into the sea, and one day they will. And I believe the Jews will read the Psalms of David. And one day they'll see the mountains cast into the sea. And yet the Lord is our stronghold in a day of trouble. You see, He never changes, though our circumstances may. So don't be surprised if when you step out by faith, the wind gets stronger. And you realize, wow, I didn't think it would be like this. You know, coming up to Cairns was exciting. It was an exciting step of faith to say, yes, we'll go. But then coming up and trusting the Lord for a place to live, and coming up and trusting the Lord for everything else, and our second child, and all the challenges that were lying ahead in a strange new place. You know, when we arrived, I realized very quickly, this is different than what I first thought. We all have expectations, and we all have probably wrong expectations of the trials that we go through. And when we do step out by faith, don't expect things to be the way you thought they were, the way you thought they may unfold, because God's ways are not our ways, and He has a plan, He has a purpose. But let me encourage you, when the wind is stronger than you first thought, keep trusting the Lord. Keep looking to Him. Be careful not to be overwhelmed by the strength of the storm, because it is boisterous. It is strong. And by the way, the devil wants us to fall, does he not? Yes. Absolutely. He wants us to fall, and he wants us to stay down. The devil loves when our faith turns to fear. But the Lord will use that to cause us to come back to Him. So Peter saw that the wind was boisterous. He saw the wind. Secondly, notice he took his eyes off the Lord. Verse number 30 says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Now, we all know what's taking place here. He took his eyes off the Lord, and so what did he see? He saw the wind. And the reality is, brethren, when we take our eyes of the Lord off the Lord, and we're no longer looking to Jesus Christ, all we have left to see is the problem. All we have left to see is the calamity. All we have left to look at is the impossibility. All we have left to look at is the trial. You see, if we're not looking at the Lord, we're looking at the problem. If we are looking at the Lord, we're not looking at the problem. So you see, he no longer saw the Lord, but the wind. And how many of you understand tonight, the wind was scary. It was dark. It was the early hours of the morning. There was a raging sea. The wind was boisterous. And there was Peter. If you've ever been in Sunday school, kids, you've probably seen the flashcards, and the sky is dark, and the water's dark green. That's probably what it was like. And the Lord's there walking on the water. And Peter was fearful, the Bible says. He was fearful. It was scary. You see, when we look away from the Lord, and we look at the problems in our lives, they're pretty scary, aren't they? Absolutely. If we are looking at the problems in our lives instead of looking at the Lord, we can come to a very fearful place. Where am I going to go from here? Is this the end of my life? Sometimes that's how we think. Am I going to ever get out of this hole? Am I ever going to get out of this mess? Am I ever going to make it through this trial alive? Am I ever going to come through this in victory? Thoughts of worry and fear and anxiety can overwhelm us. And what is the cause of that? Well, simply taking our eyes off Jesus Christ. Simply looking away from the Savior. That's why the Bible tells us this year that the just shall live by faith. That is the only way that you and I can live. That's the only way to live. If we are living by sight, we're in big trouble. Because what we can see in our lives often isn't very pretty at all. Is that true? Friends, we live in a sin-cursed world. We live in a world falling apart around us. If you and I are looking at the world, we're in big trouble. If you and I only look at what we can see, then we'll become one of those Christians who just say, well, you know, I believe in God, but I can't wait to get out of here. You know, this place is a mess, and I have to admit, I'm a little bit confused about why I'm really here. You know, this confused Christianity. That's not why God left us here. No, He said we are more than victors in Jesus Christ. We can walk victoriously. We can be the light of the world. And yet many times our Christianity continues to sink and sink and sink. Why? Because we're not looking at the Lord. We've stopped listening to His voice. We've stopped walking towards Him. We've focused upon the storm, the problems, the trials. See, that's where Peter was when he began to sink. And that's what happens to you and I when we begin to sink. You know, it's wonderful to step out by faith, but we need to live by faith. We need to walk one step at a time by faith. And Peter, when he took his eyes off the Lord, that's when he started to sink. He no longer saw the Lord. And friends, trials will come, testings will come, and we need to be ever so careful to keep looking unto Jesus. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. If you and I don't keep looking unto Jesus, keep trusting in the miraculous power of His might to do the impossible in our lives, you and I will grow weary in the race. You and I will faint in the Christian life. We will quit. We will give up. And we will say it's not worth it. But you see, an important lesson here for us this evening is that either we are looking at the Lord or we are looking at the storm. It's one or the other. We can't do both. We can't look at the Lord and look at the storm at the same time. Either we're looking at the Lord or we are looking at the storm. One or the other. The two don't work together. Let me encourage you this evening. As the trials of your life and mine brew up around us, let's keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice Psalm 25 and verse 15. You know, whenever the storms brew up around me, I love to turn to the Psalms. The Psalms are written by those who were going through trials to reveal to us how they, the writers of these Psalms, especially David, found themselves in impossible situations and experienced God's deliverance. Notice Psalm 25 and verse 15. Let's read this aloud on two. One, two. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for He shall pluck my feet out of the net. Amen. You see, if our eyes are on the Lord, then where is our hope? Our hope is in the Lord. Friend, if our hope is in the storm and the storm doesn't die down, we're in big trouble. Maybe some of us here this evening are in storms that have lasted for many years of our lives and they continue to go on. What do we do in those storms? They haven't gone. They're still there. If our eyes are ever toward the storm and waiting for it to disappear, we're in big trouble. We'll continue to sink as a Christian. But if our eyes are towards the Lord, then where is our hope? Our hope is in the Lord and our trust is in Him, and He shall pluck us out of the net of despair and fear and inability in the Christian life. Let me encourage you this evening to take your eyes for a moment off what is happening and cast your eyes upon the Lord. Cast your eyes upon His Word. Cast your eyes upon the promises of God. You see, if the Lord gives us a promise, then it's true. The Lord can never give a promise and it would be true or false at the same time. Either His promises are true or they are false. They are not one, they are not both together. When God gives us a promise, they are true or they are false. And if they are false, well, we might as well pack up and go home. But the reality is His promises are true. So if our eyes are towards the Lord, if we're putting His Word down into our lives, we can continue to walk by faith. Peter saw the wind. By doing so, he took his eyes off the Lord. Notice thirdly, he feared and doubted. He feared and doubted. The Bible says that he was fearful. Back in Matthew chapter number 14, the Bible says that he was fearful. He saw the wind boisterous, and the Bible says he was afraid and beginning to sink. He was sinking in fear. His fear caused him to look away from the Lord. He was looking at the wind and he began to sink. And then the Lord rebuked him and he said, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? He feared. He doubted. Friends, when you and I fear, when you and I experience the fear in the storm in our hearts, we need to stop and take a moment to realize that there's a reason why we're afraid. You see, fear is the absence of faith. Faith is the absence of fear. The two cannot live together. Again, it's either one or the other. Either we are trusting in the Lord and walking by faith, or we are fearful. We are fearful. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Friends, the Lord rebuked Peter. Why? Because he loved Peter. He wanted Peter to learn something important. And he said to Peter, he said, Peter, wherefore didst thou doubt? He said, Peter, you were afraid. You were doubtful. Now learn from that, okay? He said, Peter, that's not how I want you to live. That's not my will for your life. Though there are times that we will be afraid, though there are times that we will doubt, God doesn't want us to stay in that place, amen? He wants us to look to Him and allow Him to lift us up out of that place to a place of victory. You see, the Lord's will isn't for us to live a life of fear. His will isn't for us to live a life of doubt in the Christian life. And yet so often, what are we controlled by? What motivates us? What compels us to make decisions in the Christian life? It's a word that starts with F, and it's not faith. It's fear. Fear. So often as Christians, we are motivated by fear. We're not motivated by faith. We're not driven by the will of God. We are driven by fear. If I don't do this, this is not going to work out in my life. I better do this or else I'll find myself unhappy. The consequences. So we're driven by fear more than faith, more than what the Lord desires for our life. And we need to realize if you and I are consumed by fear, then God is getting our attention and saying, hey, my son, my daughter, that's not how I want you to live. I want you to look back to me. I want you to call out to me. That's not my will for you. One person wrote this. Faith came singing into my room, and other guests took flight. Fear and anxiety, grief and gloom sped out into the night. I wondered that such peace could be, but faith said gently, don't you see, they really cannot live with me. You see, faith cannot live with fear, and fear cannot live with faith. And if you and I walk by faith, then we will make decisions and take steps that are not motivated by fear, but that are motivated by a trust in the Lord. So there's a reason why Peter feared. He took his eyes off the Lord. He saw the circumstances were much worse and greater than he thought, and he began to sink. And isn't that what happens to us? Let me encourage you this evening to look back to the Lord Jesus Christ, to trust in Him. The Lord wants us to learn from Peter's example. Christian, don't be content with little faith. Don't stay there. Learn from the times that we sink. And don't doubt. When the Lord leads you in a certain direction, don't doubt in the darkness what God has shown you in the light. Amen? If God has shown you something in the light of the world, of His Word, don't doubt that when things get dark. Don't doubt in the darkness what God has shown you in the light. And friend, if you and I keep stepping forward by faith and looking to the Lord Jesus Christ, we will continue to walk victoriously. Don't allow the storm to overwhelm your heart. Keep looking unto Jesus. Keep trusting in Him more. And when you and I keep walking by faith, we continue to walk on miracle ground. You know, as we look at Peter's example, it's true, isn't it? Every time we step out by faith, all of us will experience a measure of sinking. Isn't that true? None of us keep walking by faith. We stumble, we fall, we doubtful, we're fearing, we're unbelieving, we will all experience a measure of sinking. But don't be discouraged. The Lord rebukes us. Why? Because He loves us. He wants to help us to walk by faith. Now remember Peter was learning an important lesson. He was learning what it meant to trust in the Lord when circumstances would change. He was learning what it meant to keep his eyes on Jesus Christ. And the Lord was preparing Peter, a disciple, for greater miracles ahead. And friend, that's what the Lord is doing in our lives. He allows us to walk through dark times. He sends us into the storm for a reason, so that you and I will walk and learn to walk by faith, though we may sink at times. Next time we're going to look at the rising up, amen, next message. But the reality is there will be times that we will sink, and that's good for us too, so that you and I would turn our eyes back on the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, the Lord was preparing him for greater miracles than these. He stepped out a little, walked on some water. But there were much greater miracles ahead, wouldn't you agree? God had a purpose and plan for his life, just like he has for yours and mine. So don't stay down when you sink. Just allow the Lord to reveal to you tonight that when that happens, it's because we've taken our eyes off the Lord and we're looking at the storm. That happens because we are fearful, not because we're walking in faith. So often we allow fear to dominate our lives, don't we? We live by fear. We think we're living by faith, but we're afraid. We're afraid about all the what ifs and what may happen. And all I call it a tree diagram. You know, fear is like a growing tree. The branches sprout out. It's like a weed. And all these branches and what ifs and complications and all these ends. And the Lord's eyes, our eyes are to be single upon the Lord. It's not that complicated. It shouldn't be. If we are fearful, then suddenly we become overwhelmed by all the what ifs and what may happen. If that's true in our lives, and the Lord is saying, hey, look to me again. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. What a wonderful lesson. And next time we'll look at how the Lord helped Peter rise up by faith. Amen. And thank God he's the same Savior. Let's pray.